Hi there, everyone, and welcome to our show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Zephyr. So, last time we learned that Chagall is a master of light and color, and he is passionate about his homeland, his wife, and his people. So, that's why he usually depicts these topics in his works. He must lead a very happy life, huh?
Well, no, he didn't.
No?
He actually had a difficult life. But we're going to find out about that as we check out the rest of our article on Marc Chagall. We're going to find out a few more facts about his life, where he was born, how did his life go, and what happened with all these wars that he was a part of.
Reading.
Marc Chagall, artist, poet, dreamer.
Marc Chagall was born into a Jewish family in Vitebsk, Russia, in 1887. He showed an interest in painting when he was a child, but his poor family couldn't pay for art lessons. Chagall worked hard to save up money and finally sent himself to art school in St. Petersburg when he was 19. In 1910, he moved to France to further develop his talents and soon became known for his art. Chagall's life changed when World War II swept across Europe. Many Jews were killed by the Nazis. Chagall had to escape to America because he was a famous Jewish artist. Unfortunately, Bella died during this period. Her images appeared continually in Chagall's pictures and showed how much he missed her. Chagall left more than 3,000 works when he passed away in 1985. He never gave up painting, even in times of hardship. All the ups and downs in his life were turned into touching paintings that continue to inspire young artists.
All right, so our article begins with a good basic fact, a little piece of information about Marc Chagall. He was born into a Jewish family in Vitebsk, Russia in 1887. All right, that's a long time ago. He was a Jewish boy. His family was Jewish. That was their religion. But, of course, they were Russian. They were born in the big country of Russia in this town called Vitebsk. Just sounds interesting. He says he showed an interest in painting when he was a child, but his poor family couldn't pay for art lessons.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, 我们现在看到 Marc Chagall was born into a Jewish family. Born, B-O-R-N, born 是 bear, B-E-A-R 的过去式和过去分词。Bear 就是生产的意思。那么因为通常啊，不管是人啊还是动物啊，都是被生产出来的，所以我们都会用被动式 be born。 那要表示你是出生在什么年份是 be born in 再加上出生的年份，例如说 I was born in 19 something、sorry I want to keep my age a secret。 OK， 那至于我们课文中提到的 be born into 则是出生在什么样的家庭背景中，例如说你可以说 someone is born into a Jewish family like Marc Chagall, or born into a rich family, or born into a single parent family, 就是出生在单亲家庭这样的意思。 So Marc Chagall's parents couldn't afford to pay for art lessons. What did he do?
Well, of course, if you really want to be an artist, you can just learn it by yourself. But he wanted to take classes. That's a good idea. So it says he worked hard to save up money and finally sent himself to art school in St. Petersburg when he was 19. Ah, okay. So he did take classes, but he had to save up money so he could pay for the classes. When you save up something, you, well...For example, with money, you work and you make money, but you don't spend it. You keep it. You protect it. You keep it safe so that you can use it another day. You might save up food if you're going to have a party. Or you might try to, you know, take the bus to work instead of walking so you can save up some extra time so you can get more done. But basically, you're protecting that time or money or food so that you can use it at a later time. So later on, he finally, maybe after a few years when he was a teenager, he sent himself, he paid for himself to go to art school in St. Petersburg. That's a big city in Russia. When he was 19, so there he was at his dream school taking art classes. He must have been very happy at that time.
Chagall was very determined, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 这个 save up, 这个片语的意思呢，就是把什么东西储存或者是节省下来。像刚才 Mike 老师说到的 ,you can save up money, 存钱 ,you can save up time, 你可以节省时间 ,and you can save up food, of course, 你也可以储存食物哦。
All right, in 1910, he moved to France to further develop his talents and soon became known for his art. Wow, so he left Russia. He was still quite a young man.
Mm-hmm.
He left Russia to further develop his talents. Further means to basically go on, to improve, to make something bigger and better and stronger.In this case, well, maybe he learned a lot from the artists and the teachers in Russia, but he wanted to learn more, and France was really the place to go for art.
Yeah.
There were artists from all over the world who were trying to go to Paris, because that was sort of like the place where the best artists, the best teachers, the best schools, and if you're serious, you want to continue to grow and improve as an artist. And he seemed to do well. It says he soon became known...For his art, if you're known
for something,
yeah, if you're known for something, you're kind of famous for it. So obviously a lot of people thought, hey, this guy is special.
Okay, so we learned that Chagall moved to France to further develop his talents. Further, F-U-R-T-H-E-R, further, 这个副词呢就是在程度上更进一步的意思。例如说 ,for further information, please visit our website. 像我们常常在广告中看到啊，诶，如果你想要更进一步，想要知道更多的资讯呢，你就可以来我们的网站上看看。或者是说呢 ,further 也可以指实际上的距离上更加遥远。例如说啊，Oh, I'm so tired. I don't want to walk any further. 就是、哦、我好累哦，不想要再走更远，再走多几步这样的意思。
Wow, okay, so Chagall's life changed when World War II swept across Europe. So it seems there between 1910 and 1940, when World War II came to France, he had about 30 years of a pretty happy life, living in France and painting. This is, of course, when he did some of his more famous work. But yes, starting in 1939, World War II swept across Europe, first over to Poland and then back over to France where he lived. To sweep is to move in a very big kind of movement. It's not just a little bit of movement, it's a big movement. Of course, a war, especially a world war, won't just happen in one town or in one place. It happens across countries, across continents, and even in this case, across the whole world. You can't escape it if it's sweeping. We use this for things like a fire swept through a big building, or a disease sweeps through a country, you know, where thousands of people, millions of people are affected. And just like they were, Chagall's life changed very much.
OK, 我们在课文中看到的 swept, S-W-E-P-T, swept, 它其实它是 sweep, S-W-E-E-P, 它的过去式和过去分词哦，注意一下 sweep 的过去式过去分词是不规则变化 swept。那么 sweep 是什么意思呢？我们之前有学到过 sweep, 它其实就是清扫的意思哦，例如说 let's sweep our house, 就是我们来打扫我们的房子吧，这样的意思。但是呢在本课中呢 sweep 它是用强大的力量推过去这样的意思哦。例如说像课文中提到的像战争啦，或者说我们也可以说像一些自然现象，例如说风啦、海浪啦，甚至是台风啦。OK, for example, the typhoon swept across 或者是 swept through Taiwan, 就是台风横扫台湾这样的意思。那你要表达横扫过去就是用介系词 across, 或者是 through, sweep across or sweep through。那如果是整个台风或者是海浪卷过去把东西卷走呢，这个时候就要用介系词 off, 或者是 away,sweep off 或者是 sweep away 就是把东西卷走的意思，例如说 the powerful wave swept off 或者是 swept away the rocks.
Alright, well of course this was a very sad and difficult time for Marc Chagall and millions of other people also. It says many Jews were killed by the Nazis. That's right, they would just catch them, throw them in jail, and then kill them. 6 million Jews were killed during that time. So Chagall, of course, had to escape to America because he was a famous Jewish artist. Yeah, in some ways he was doubly unlucky. Not only was he Jewish, he was an artist. And the Nazis didn't like artists very much either. A lot of famous Jewish people like Albert Einstein also.
Oh, yeah, he escaped to America.
That's right, he had to leave Europe at that same time because he was Jewish as well. So Chagall had to jump on a boat and get away because otherwise his life would have been in danger if he'd stayed in Europe.
But unfortunately, Bella, his beloved wife, died during this period.
Oh, that's really sad.
That's really sad. And Chagall must have been very sad. Mm-hmm. Remember, yesterday we learned that he loved his wife very, very much.
Absolutely. Her images appeared continually in Chagall's pictures and showed how much he missed her. Okay, an image is basically kind of like a picture. Maybe it wasn't her whole body, maybe it was just a side of her face or, you know, part of her body, her arms or hands or ears or whatever. But there was some little bit of her face, some little bit of her body, some little picture of her used in many of his paintings. And he always had her there. She was always, you know, even just a little bit of her, but she was never missing from many of his pictures.
Okay, image, I-M-A-G-E, image, 就是图像、形象这样的意思。So Chagall used his works to remember Bella, so her image appeared continually in his pictures. Continually, C-O-N-T-I-N-U-A-L-L-Y, continually.它长得跟 continue, 也就是继续持续这个字很像哦。所以 continually, 你猜到了吗？它就是不停的持续的这样子的意思哦。它是一个副词。
Okay. Chagall left more than 3,000 works when he passed away in 1985.
Wow, 3,000.
Wow, that's a lot of different, types of artwork to leave behind. And seems he lived a very long life, right?
Yeah.
He was born in 1887.
He's almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
Okay. So Chagall passed away when he was actually 98 years old.
98.
Yeah, 98
Imagine.
Years old. So he led a very long life and passed away. Pass away is just a polite way to say someone is dead. Pass away 就是用一个比较礼貌的方式来表达过世这样子的意思哦。
Okay, so he could say when he died in 1985.
That's... saying pass away would be more polite.
Yeah, it's a little bit more polite. Some people like that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised at how productive Chagall was. He left 3,000 works, which means that he created almost 3 works each month. That's amazing.
Three works each month. That is amazing. You should, of course, remember that not all of these were paintings. Some of them were just drawings, you know, simple sketches and things like that. But still, you're right. He was a busy man. And maybe the art kept him young because he did live a very long life, too.
That's right.
Kind of interesting. He never gave up painting, even in times of hardship. Wow, so painting really was one of the biggest things. After Bella, I guess you could say painting was the second most important thing in his life, even in times of hardship. Hardships are basically difficulties. When your life's not going so well, when you're facing a lot of problems, it could be problems with money, you don't have a job, problems with your health or people around you, you know, someone close to you is sick or something like this. Difficult, not very happy times. These are times of hardship. But like a lot of people, he went to art to try to make himself feel better, right? People will watch movies if they're sad or listen to music if they feel blue or paint. because it's a good way to get your feelings out, and then hopefully after you feel better.
Okay, 这个 hardship, H-A-R-D-S-H-I-P, hardship, 就是困苦艰难的环境这样子的意思。So all ups and downs in Chagall's life were turned into touching paintings that continue to inspire young artists. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And yes, life is full of many ups and downs, and that's our shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
What are you reading?
I'm reading the biography of Ang Lee. It's about all the ups and downs of his life.
It sounds like he goes in a lot of different directions.
Ups and downs means someone's good and bad fortunes.
I get it. Ups and downs is 心衰际遇起伏。So, what have you learned from the ups and downs of his life?
That we shouldn't be defeated by failures. There are always ups and downs in life.
Then, I guess you won't be too sad to know that you failed the last math test.
What?
Okay, ups and downs, good times and bad times. Marc Chagall had both.
OK, 这个 ups and downs 你猜到了吗？它就是人生中有高低起伏，幸运和不幸的时候这样的意思哦。我觉得这个片语还蛮生动的哦。ups and downs 就是高低起伏这样子。And Chagall turned good things and bad things in his life into touching pictures. 这个 turn into 就是转变的意思。
OK, that's a quick look at Marc Chagall, and we'll be back with our chat question.
For you chat.
Okay, we learned that Marc Chagall used to paint even when he was sad, in his times of hardship, all through his ups and downs. What about you, Zafir? What would you do if something bad happened to you? How would you make yourself feel better?
I'll cry.
Okay, well, crying can help.
No, usually I'll call my friends and tell them what happened.
Ah.
And after I call 3 friends and repeat the same story 3 times, I start to feel that it is not as serious as I thought, because it's not the end of the world, so it's ridiculous to put myself in a bad mood. Then I'll feel better.
Well, that's a pretty good way to do it. Talk to your friends or family if there's someone close to you.You said you call 3 friends. Why 3? If you call 2, you won't feel better, and if you call 4, it's too much?
Well, 4 is too much. Sometimes 2 friends are enough,
uh-huh.
But 4 is definitely too much.
Interesting. So if it's really serious, it's a 3-friend problem. If it's a small thing, it's just maybe a 1-friend problem.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good way to do about it, to go about it. How about you guys? What do you do if something bad happens to you and you want to make yourself feel happier?Marc Chagall, artist, poet, dreamer.
Marc Chagall was born into a Jewish family in Vitebsk, Russia, in 1887. He showed an interest in painting when he was a child, but his poor family couldn't pay for art lessons. Chagall worked hard to save up money and finally sent himself to art school in St. Petersburg when he was 19.In 1910, he moved to France to further develop his talents and soon became known for his art. Chagall's life changed when World War II swept across Europe. Many Jews were killed by the Nazis. Chagall had to escape to America because he was a famous Jewish artist. Unfortunately, Bella died during this period.Her images appeared continually in Chagall's pictures and showed how much he missed her. Chagall left more than 3,000 works when he passed away in 1985. He never gave up painting, even in times of hardship. All the ups and downs in his life were turned into touching paintings that continue to inspire young artists. Vocabulary Review. Save up. The young boy saved up for several months to buy the toy he wanted. Further. Grace further improved her English abilities by studying abroad in America. Sweep. Excitement swept across the audience when the rock star appeared on the stage. Image. Temples often have images of gods and magical creatures on their walls. Hardship. The poor family went through many hardships, such as not having enough food to eat.